Evergreens played Eau Claire North. The Evergreens led for two-thirds of that game, then went into a very cold spell and wound up being blown out. But the Evergreens held their own for a long time against the Huskies, but that's tomorrow. And there is no tomorrow if we can't get this game into the win column. Nina leads 31-27. Evergreens were late coming out of the locker room, went right over to the bench. Nina had a brief shoot-around. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens! The Bone and Joint Center has sponsored our basketball broadcasts all season with comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care. Clinics in Wausau, Medford, Merrill, and Plover. Online at bonejoint.net. Starting five for the Evergreens is Alex Studeman, Zion Turner, Brian Hallenbach, Keaton Edwards, and Ethan Ostrowski. Play is back in. Nina has the ball. So Ostrowski and Edwards are the two tallest players the Evergreens can put on the floor. And that's the big look that they have now. Nina in the corner. Jake Habelwitz went back out. Habelwitz has handled the ball a lot and has no points. Nina's being very deliberate against an Everest 2-3 zone, driving in, foul line extended, partially blocked there by Hallenbach. Ball's loose, tipped around, Nina gets it. Goes back out to the baseline, thinking about the three was Logan Morrow, makes an extra pass, stolen. Stolen by Studeman. The Evergreens come into the front court. Zion Turner, baseline three, could make it a one-point game. Good! The Evergreens are within one, the closest they've been since the opening tap. Zion bumps up his total of 14. 31-30, and that came off a Nina turnover. Rockets see if they have an answer against the 2-3 zone. They go down low to Logan Morrow. Cross-court pass, baseline three, that's from behind the backboard. Impossible shot, it's a miss. Hallenbach, long rebound, out ahead to Studeman. He'll back it out. Evergreens could take the lead on this possession. Hallenbach dribbles off his foot, picked up there by Studeman, who drives into the rim, rolls around, no good. Hallenbach fights for the rebound and misses at the rim. Loose again, Hallenbach, that's out of bounds. Whose ball? It's going to be Nina's ball. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's the right call. Studeman drove in and tried to score with a left hand and missed. Hallenbach didn't really have a good handle on the ball, tried to tip it back out, and he missed too. So the Evergreens got two looks right at the rack to take the lead and couldn't get either of them to go down. Nina hard bump, hanging, scoring is Max Kleischmidt. Back to a three-point lead for the Rockets. Zion Turner here behind the arc with his dribble, gives to Keaton Edwards. Now Studeman drives along the baseline, goes up, partially blocked. Ball is loose, Nina gets it. So the Evergreens with two trips, no points, and Nina's got the ball back, 33-30. Long cross-court pass to Habel with almost stolen. Goes back out. Ethan Parker now here's a three. No good for Kleischmidt. Keaton Edwards up for the rebound. One and done. Zion Turner to the corner. Baseline three here. Studeman no good. Ostrowski couldn't get the rebound. Nina clears the boards. Logan Morrow back out. Thinking about that three. It was Kleischmidt. He traveled. No, they're going to call a foul. Oh, my. That Nina player traveled and is getting bailed out by a whistle that's called way up high. Zion Turner is called for his second foul. Nina will keep the ball non-shooting, inbound all the way into the backcourt. Jake Habelwitz bouncing down low. This is Morrow double-teamed there. So the Evergreens are double-teaming that block, making an extra pass down low and scoring there is Bryce Henderson. So the Evergreens had a couple of chances to take the lead or tie, and now Nina's got it back up to 7, 37-30. Over the top now to Keaton Edwards along the baseline. He's trapped underneath, goes back out, baseline, Studeman, three, good! Big answer for Studeman. Studeman with a tough angle, too, that was almost behind the backboard. 35-32, beg your pardon, they had the scoreboard wrong a moment ago. It was not 37, it's 35. Entry pass down low. Logan Morrow is fouled as he was receiving that ball. And you know what? They were slow in posting that as a three for Studeman. They posted it first as a two. It is 35-33. That's correct. Yes? Yes. So for a moment they had Nina at 37. That wasn't right. They had the Evergreens at 32. That wasn't right. This foul is on Brian Hallenbach. It is his second, and Nina will inbound underneath with, correctly, a two-point lead. Inbounds a three, no good. Long rebound comes back to Nina following his own miss. Was Max Kleischmidt. Got a whistle away from the ball. Traveling. Turn. Thought that was away from the ball. It wasn't. Kleischmidt shuffled that back foot. So another Nina turnover. The Rockets' lead is just 2-35-33, and at the 15-minute mark, the Evergreens have the ball. Zion Turner back out, three, Studeman for the lead, good! The Evergreens take their first lead, 36-35, and now Nina's going to have to sweat. Baseline three, an answer. That's a big three from Ethan Parker, his first points of the night. Nina back up by two, so the Everest lead lasted one trip down the floor. Hallenbach back to Studeman, who's got the hot hand. Bounce to Hallenbach, baseline, cut off. Extra pass goes back to Ostrowski. Again, we'll set this. Hallenbach splits defenders to the rim for the tie. Scores! Hallenbach on the drive. He's got 12, and we're knotted at 38. 14 minutes to decide this one. Tell me how this one ends. Nina posts up down low, double-teamed along the blocks for Henderson, kicks back out for a three, it's good. Nina is heating up from the outside. Max Kleischmidt hit that three, it's 41-38. Nina had only one three in the first half, they've had two here in the second. Three-point game, Zion Turner thinks about the answer, Zion pops a three, hanging too strong. Evergreens fight for the rebound, Keaton Edwards on the double-team, Keaton Edwards grabbed it. Oh, they're gonna say Keaton was out of bounds, that's not a good call. Keaton established both feet back inbounds. That should be the Evergreens ball. Keaton stepped out of bounds while pursuing that ball. Both feet were back inbounds when he got that loose ball in the corner. That's not good. Nina gets the ball back. 13:45 to play. The Rockets are back up by three. So Nina is heating up from the outside. Nina on the drive. That should be a travel. I think they're going to call a foul outside. Max Kleischmidt has taken three steps to the rim. It's going to be on the Evergreens, though. Alex Studeman's first. It is the team's third. Nina has not been whistled for a foul 5 minutes into this second half. Rockets by three, 41-38, and they have the ball driving in. A lot of traffic. That looked like a clean strip. Nope. Going to call a foul here, and free throws are coming up for the Rockets. Max Kleischmidt will go to the foul line. Basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life. It's your smile. Call for a free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Brian Hallenbeck's been called for a third foul. And Max Kleischmidt's first free throw is good. It's a four-point game now, exactly where it was at halftime. And now Nina's lead is up to five. Nina's 4 of 5 from the free throw line, so they don't miss a lot. Evergreens are going to keep Hallenbach in with three fouls. Nina tries full court pressure to Hallenbach in the backcourt. Nina plays this full court pressure soft, and they let Hallenbach walk it up with his dribble. To Zion Turner's shooting guard, to Ostrowski, thought about the three. They flash out and guard him. They've got a whistle away from the ball. I think this is on the Evergreens. No, it's not. It's on Nina as players were jockeying for position underneath. Sam Dietrich is called for his second. He was tangled up with Keaton Edwards. Evergreens limbound underneath their own basket. Hallenbach puts it into Studeman in the corner. Studeman's hit back-to-back threes. Hallenbach low block, looks to spin in, lost control of the ball for a moment, makes a pass to Ostrowski, thought about the three, Evergreen down, and goes back out to Hallenbach, top of the key. Everest will reset. Nina's playing a tight man-to-man defense. Zion Turner looks to create, lobs over the top to Keaton Edwards, one-on-one down low. Ooh, Keaton missed at the rim. That's a bunny that needs to go down. Nina quickly to the front court basket for Max Kleischmidt. It's up to an eight-point lead again. Zion Turner, no timeout. Evergreens to the baseline, got a whistle, got a block on Nina. Zion Turner had already passed that ball up, and the Nina player trying to draw a charge instead whistled for a foul. Max Kleischmidt is called for his second, team's second, non-shooting. Evergreens now trail 45-38. and the Evergreens want a timeout before they inbound this ball. So the Evergreens will have possession when we come back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390, FM 93.9.
With warmer weather just around the corner, it's the perfect time to start that next brake job on your to-do list. And AutoZone is the perfect place to get the job started. Our Duralask brake bundle has the pads and rotors you need to do the complete job. Starting at $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone, we'll help you keep your brakes in shape so you can stop with confidence. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox
Sports! Welcome back to Mina. The Rockets are great hosts for the playoffs. Evergreens had a one-point lead for one trip up the floor before Nina answered with a three. The Evergreens have the ball, got a whistle. Let's see, one of the referees is cleaning a wet spot, and the other referee was ready for play. Okay. Now all three of the Zebras are ready. 12:47 left in the game. 47-38, Nina. Evergreens have the ball out of this timeout. They inbound underneath to Zion Turner. Turner's behind the arc, dribbles. Turner still has his dribble, moves to the far side, now looks to drive in. Zion Turner splits defenders, passes back out. Hallenbeck open for the three, does not take it. Hallenbeck drives in, that's blocked. Hallenbeck comes crashing to the floor, no foul. They are letting them play underneath. Nina by seven. If they score here, they will equal their biggest lead or surpass it with a 10 along the baseline. Morrow, extra pass down low, scoring Bryce Henderson. Back to a nine-point lead, 47-38. Zion Turner answering. Zion is fouled as he starts a move to the basket. Non-shooting. Evergreens will again inbound underneath. And that foul is on Henderson, his first. Nina's third team foul. Hallenbeck inbounds to Zion Turner. Zion's double-teamed. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Studeman. Ostrowski, three, no good. Ball's loose. Keaton Edwards, offensive rebound. Keaton's blocked, no whistle. Keaton Edwards is fouled on a putback attempt. Keaton Edwards will have free throws coming up. Good work on the boards. Keep the ball back not once, but twice there. That foul's on Max Kleischmidt, his third. Keaton's been all right from the free throw line, and we need these. The first is good for Keaton Edwards. Basketball is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. We finance fun, the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Second free throw, good. 47-40. See if the Evergreens can get some stops. We'll see if Nina cools off from the outside. Nina posting while travel not called. Spinning at the rim is Logan Morrow. His first points of the second half. Logan's back pivot foot was doing a jig and it's not called. Two-step polka there in the lane. Hallenbeck with his dribble for the Evergreens, trailing 49-40. Hallenbeck along the baseline, extra pass back out to Zion Turner. Three ball in the air, good! Zion Turner's filling it up. 49-43, and Nina wants a timeout. Nina does not want Zion Turner to roam free behind the three-point line. In fact, that not a timeout. That ball was just knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Nina, though. We taking a timeout here? Well, Nina is substituting. Nina is keeping the ball. No timeout. 11:22 to play in the game. Nina inbounds. 49-43, Rockets lead. Evergreens get right back in this with a couple of stops. Goes cross-court here to Logan Morrow. Guarded here by Colton Kielman, who's now in for the Evergreens. I mean, could Kielman or Sievertson heat up in the second half? Lot of time left in this. Nina stretched it back out to a nine-point lead. Evergreens try and get momentum back. It's way up high now to Logan Morrow into the corner. Sam Dietrich stays in with three fouls, goes back out. Here's Peyton Melanthan. Melanthan pass, low, out of bounds, and turned over. Trying to get that down low to Logan Morrow, who rotated to the low blocks. Too long for him and turned over to the Evergreens. 10:45 to play in the game. Everest trails by six. They have the ball. Zion Turner picked up his dribble. Keaton Edwards comes to help. And now over to Ostrowski. Here's Colton Kielman, first touch off the bench. No shot there. And now to Alex Studeman. To Keaton Edwards, posting up low block, spins, tough look, lot of contact and a miss. Wow, Logan Morrow again. Logan gets to bang pretty hard down there, and the whistle doesn't sound against him. Nina gets the ball back. Off a screen, Jacob Dietz. Kielman comes out to guard him. Nina will back this out and play this as a half-court set. We'll go under 10 minutes on this possession. Six-point game. Nina with the lead and possession to try and build on this. Way up high to Peyton Melanthin. And now goes over to Morrow. Morrow is up high. Zion Turner guards him. Morrow's got a height advantage, got a couple of inches on Z. And now Nina's being very deliberate here. Nina wants to post up down low against this zone. Want to get something along the baseline and then have someone cut through the lane. They've used that play all night. Entry pass to Melanthin. Got a whistle. Reach in on the Evergreens. This will be Everest's sixth team foul. So Nina goes into the bonus on the next foul. Zion Turner now has his third. Brian Hallenbeck is on the bench for the time being. He has three fouls too. Nina will inbound right in front of their bench. Clock's running again, 9:35 to play. Over to Sam Dietrich. Dietrich bounces it over to Melanthin. Melanthin drives in, cut off, back out, three ball for Dietz. It's no good. Up goes Ethan Ostrowski for the rebound. Boy, that three could have been a killer for the Evergreen. Zion Turner hangs for two, off the back rim, no good. Ball is loose, gonna have a jump ball, goes to the Evergreens. Ethan Ostrowski closed on that rebound and got the ball back for the Evergreens. For a moment, I thought they were going to call a foul on Ostrowski. That was clean as a whistle. And Ostrowski flashed in, tied up the ball. The Evergreens will inbound underneath. Friendly arrow for the Evergreens to Zion Turner in the corner. Zion splits defenders, bumped hard, goes back out. That's a travel. Ethan Ostrowski shuffled his feet as he was setting up the three. Coach Rocky Bolden didn't see it. He wanted an explanation. What it amounts to really is the teams have traded turnovers. Still a six-point game, 9 minutes to play. And Nina has the ball back. Jake Habelwitz goes over to Jacob Deep on the baseline. Logan Morrow is cut off there. Extra pass. Loose, stolen by the Evergreens. Down at the feet to Zion Turner to the rim. Zion scores. Four-point game now. Zion's got eight in the second half. 49-45. The Evergreens inch closer. Can they climb this mountain with 8:40 left in the game? Sam Dietrich looking to drive in. Morrow hop step blocked by Keaton Edwards. Morrow gets it back. That's a lucky bounce and a score. Logan Morrow was blocked first and the ball just bounced right back to him. The Rockets are taking a timeout. The lucky basket brings them back up to a six-point lead, 51-45. We'll take a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
I hear you've got it made. You're not too concerned about running into problems or anything else for that matter because your cousin Jimmy has always done his own auto body work. Good for you. Wait, is that the same Jimmy who also plays softball three times a week? The guy who wouldn't give up a weekend of fishing for anything? The same cousin who couldn't figure out how to set up the badminton set at the family reunion? I don't know. If it were my car and it needed some body work, large or small job, I think I might like some guarantees, like best place and best people. Abra Auto Body, Northside, Wausau.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Nina. I'm Chris Conley. Win or lose, the Evergreens are giving the Rockets a much tougher game than a year ago. Nina eliminated the Evergreens on this floor 70-55 last year. We're sponsored by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. Evergreens have the ball out of the timeout. Nina may have called this timeout to set up the full court defense that they're putting in right now. Colton Kielman inbounds to Brian Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck and Turner both on the floor and both have three fouls. 8.5 to play, 51-45. Kielman to Hallenbeck. Zion Turner's behind him. Looking for Keaton Edwards down low, but he's got it 15 feet away along the baseline. To Zion Turner, low block. Zion fading away. Good! Zion Turner gets the Evergreens back within four. Nina will bring us under 8 minutes to play in the ball game. Max Kleischmidt holds up high. Kleischmidt gets it back. Zion goes out to guard him. Evergreens are extending this 2-3 zone. I wouldn't be surprised at some point the Evergreens are going to try and trap in the corner. Bounce down low to Morrow, double team, goes back out, open for a three. Can he hit it? No good. Rebound to Nina, stripped along the baseline. I think we got a foul on the Evergreens. I think we've got Cade Sievertson reaching in on that loose ball. Well, the three was a miss. This is going to be a 1-1. Now it's the team's sixth, not seventh. That's the Evergreens' last foul to give. So Nina keeps the ball. They'll inbound underneath instead of a trip to the free throw line. That's probably a break for the Evergreens. In traffic to the rim, dunking is Matt Kleischmidt. Kleischmidt shook free of his man, got the inbounds pass while he was cutting to the basket and flushed it. 53-47. First player to dunk on the Evergreens all season. Zion Turner, step back three, baseline, tough shot, good! Zion Turner, a three for a two. 53-50, it's a one possession game. 7.5 to go. Zion Turner, as much as he struggled on senior night 8 days ago, and we'd like to forget that game, Zion Turner is fabulous tonight. Looking to drive in, back out, open for a three. Nina from the other end, too strong for Mason Morrow. Offensive rebound underneath, pass almost stolen. Nina still has the ball. Morrow back out. Thinking about the three is Kleischmidt. They're going to reset. Kleischmidt looks to drive in. That's a tough look. Too strong. Wow, over Kielman's back. No call. And Kielman is going to be called for a foul on the putback attempt. That Nina player who was taller was over Colton Kielman's back. That whistle did not sound. Instead, Colton Kielman is called for his first. And Matt Kleischmidt was attempting to put that ball back. So in a three-point game, two free throws coming up for the Rockets. Kleischmidt doesn't look like he misses much. He's made that one. He's 3-for-3 at the free throw line. That makes it a four-point game, 54-50, and one more free throw coming. Baseman Shoe and Clothing is on South 3rd Avenue in Wausau. Second free throw is good. A great selection of Timberland, lacrosse, and Rocky boots at Baseman Shoe and Clothing, a trusted name for 80 years. 55-50 after Nina knocks down the two free throws. Hallenbach in the front court for the Evergreens. 6:45 left. Hallenbach left alone. Foul line extended, and he missed it. An open shot. And Nina gets the rebound. Logan Morrow clears the boards. No advantage to push up. Nina's happy to play this in a half-court set. They lead 55-50. And 6.5 to decide this one. Driving in traffic, stripped. Ball's loose on the floor. Put back, a whistle, basket, and a foul for Logan Morrow. That pass was down at Morrow's feet. Morrow was able to pick it up and elevate and get it in. The basket makes it a 7-point lead and a foul on Ethan Ostrowski, so a chance to complete a 3-point play for Logan Morrow. I mean, it's not mission critical, it's just the Evergreens don't want to fall any further behind. Colton Kielman will come out and Alex Studeman will come in. Studeman hit two threes earlier in the second half, so the Evergreens opting for a little more outside shooting. The free throw from Logan Morrow is good, completing the three-point play, 58-50. Zion Turner to the front court. Zion Turner, they're going to call an offensive foul. That's not a good call. The Nina player was moving backwards. Zion Turner's going to get called for a charge. Bad call. There was no defensive position there. And Zion Turner has just picked up his fourth. That's not good. Not good that Zion should have four, but not a good call either. The defensive player was moving backwards as Zion made the contact. Nina gets the ball, leading by eight. They go down low to Morrow to the rim. Hallenbach has just fouled him. And now the other Everest stud in this game, Hallenbach's going to get his fourth. So two key pieces for the Evergreens are one foul away from seeing their night and maybe their season come to an end. Logan Morrow, who's 1-for-2 from the free throw line, was in the act of shooting, so two free throws are coming here. We are sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help honor, celebrate, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Morrow has made his first free throw, so this 9-point lead is the biggest that Nina has had tonight. They've had a 9-point lead three times. And now they are up by 10. Second free throw's good. 60-50. And exactly 6 minutes to play. Here's Zion Turner to Hallenbeck, the two with four fouls apiece. Hallenbeck has his dribble. Gets it over to Alex Studeman. Evergreens can't fall further behind here. They need points out of this trip. Zion Turner almost lost the handle. Fancy between the legs spins, goes to the baseline. Big three from Ostrowski. Good. Evergreens needed that like the desert needs rain. 60-53. It keeps the Evergreens' possibilities alive for the time being. 5.5 to go. Double bonus for Nina. And the Rockets still have fouls to give, so the foul situation is friendly for Nina. Murrow drives in. That's a jump ball. And Nina is going to keep possession. That was tied up as Keaton Edwards got a hand in there. Yep, the arrow then will flip back to the Evergreens. 60-53 Rockets, and they keep the ball underneath their own basket. Morrow's having a little trouble getting it in. Morrow now bounces it into Kleishmidt in the corner. Studeman comes out to guard him. Soon, the clock will be friendly for Nina. Evergreens may do tighten up the defense here. Goes back out to Sam Dietrich and over to Logan Morrow. To the baseline, that's a three that they don't need, and it's good for Max Kleishmidt. That answers the three from before, and it's back up to a 10-point lead. Zion Turner goes back out. Ostrowski, can he hit a three again? No, off the front rim. Long rebound to Nina. And the Evergreens trap in the corner. Nina will take a timeout. So the Evergreens got a three from Ostrowski, got them within seven. Nina gets an answer from Max Kleishmidt, and this timeout comes with the lead back at 10, 63-53. There's 5 minutes left in the ballgame. Now this message, there are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. It's a message from our sister station, WIFC, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotives, and these Midwest communications stations. I'm Chris Conley, and from the Nina Fieldhouse, Nina has put a little distance between themselves and the Evergreens. This is gut check time. Nina leads 63-53, and Nina has the ball off an Everest miss and a Rocket rebound. Nina forced up a three that went the last time. It's getting to the stage of the game where running time off the clock is probably more important than the tougher outside shots. The Evergreens are looking to trap along the baseline. We go back out. Nina's got the ball again in the hands of Kleishmidt, who hit that three before. Alex Studeman guards here. Morrow looks to drive, pass to the corner. Yeah, they're not going to take that three. Wow, Ethan Parker traveled there. Makes an extra pass to Morrow. The no call, and Morrow scores underneath. 12-point game, 65-53. Hallenbeck for the Evergreens. Picks up his dribble. Now still has it. Looks to drive in. Hallenbeck extra pass. Ostrowski baseline passes up the two. Back out to Hallenbeck. Hallenbeck's directing traffic. Now 4 minutes to play. Evergreens lead by 12. Over the top to Keaton Edwards. Stolen away. Nina takes it back. Bad time for a turnover. Morrow to the rim. Too strong. Nina gets an offensive rebound. Put back. Good by Jacob Dietz. 14-point lead. 67-53. Zion Turner three. Good. Zion Turner answers. So, I mean, you got to wonder if this is the final 3.5 minutes of Zion Turner's career. He's going out big. Zion Turner's got 16 in the second half, unofficially 27 overall. It's 67-56. Nina's got the ball. And should this be the end, we can give some accolades to Zion Turner, who's been a fabulous Evergreen. Driving in, Hallenbeck had to back off, could not afford to commit the foul there, and Max Kleishmidt scores. 69-56. Ostrowski, now Studeman down low to Keaton Edwards. Edwards banged underneath, scores. Shouldn't no whistle. Edwards gets just the two. 69-58. Evergreens can't afford to trade baskets. 3 minutes left in the game. Nina by 11 and possession. And Nina's a good free throw shooting team, driving to the rim. Lot of traffic there. Max Kleishmidt shreds the Everest defense and scores. Nina's up to 71. 71-58. 2:40 left in the game. Hallenbeck down low to Sievertson. It's off his feet. Turned over. Yeah, this one's getting away now. Neenah by 13, and they'll get the ball back thanks to an Everest turnover. Never miss a score and hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans, brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, Inner City State Bank, and DeVorney Orthodontics. On the inbounds play, Neenah, having trouble getting the ball in, takes a timeout. I believe that is Nina's final timeout. No, I beg your pardon. They have one left. I mean, the Evergreens have to start thinking about trapping or gambling a little bit on defense. With 2:37 left in the game and a 13-point deficit, you really can't trade baskets here. Just not enough time left for it. The Evergreens trailed by 9 in the first half. Neenah has bumped this up to as many as 15 in the second half, and the Evergreens did have a very short-lived one-point lead. Alex Studeman hit a three for the Evergreens, and Neenah answered the very next time down the floor. So the Evergreens' one-point lead lasted for exactly one possession. I'm Chris Conley, hoping that this is not the end of the Everest story. Basketball team much improved from a year ago. Neenah with a long pass all the way down the floor. Got a foul there on Cade Sievertson, and they're going to call this as an intentional foul. That's not a good call either. The player, Max Kleschmidt, went down hard, but Sievertson was playing the ball there. In fact, Sievertson made contact with the ball, and they're calling this as an intentional foul. And this is called as an intentional foul because the player went down hard. That's not the right call. You know, one of my observations from this year, and again, we all saw the letter to parents and fans from the WIAA about good sportsmanship, not riding the officials. We have seen bad officiating throughout the years. I wish, and again, I'm not saying that you get to ride the officials or be unsportsmanlike. That's not right. But I wish we did more for clinics or for coaching up refs and making them better. Like this here is just a lousy call. Neenah tried a long pass down court. Evergreen's Alex Studeman made contact with the ball, but the Neenah player went down hard and they call it as an intentional foul. That's not the right call. Kleschmidt has missed his two free throws, but unfortunately Neenah gets the ball back because that's the way the rule is for the intentional foul. And that's why it's a lousy call. Yeah, what I would love to see is the WIAA to do more to give us better officials. I mean, let's face it, one of the reasons that these guys are being ridden in some games is that some of them, and look, we have some outstanding officials too, but some of these guys are just not good. This has been, for what it's worth, this has been a reasonably good crew. That happens to be a really bad call. Neenah gets the ball back. They've missed a couple of travels, probably both ways, but I mean, that happens over the course of a game. But I mean, one bad call denies the Evergreens a chance to get the ball back. Driving to the rim and scoring there is Max Kleschmidt. And it is just about curtain time now. It's a 15-point lead and 2 minutes left. Zion Turner, three, no good. Neenah gets the rebound. Evergreens have to foul here if they want to extend their season, or the white flag is going to go up. 1:50 left, driving in. Kleschmidt is fouled. He's going to get to the free throw line. Two free throws.
Excuse me, will you stop doing that, please? Thank you. You're making a lot of noise.
Group of unsupervised 5- or 6-year-olds jumping up and down on the bleachers. The foul was on Brian Hallenbeck, who, as we discipline other people's children up here, Brian Hallenbeck's season comes to an end. Jake Broadhagen will come in. Jake is the other senior for the Evergreens. And Jake Broadhagen is getting to the court for the first time. Two free throws here for Max Kleschmidt. The first of which is no good. So Kleschmidt, a normally reliable free throw shooter, has missed his last three. But it is a 15-point lead for Neenah, and the clock shows just 1 minute and 52 seconds. Kleschmidt gets the second, and this 16-point lead is the biggest of the game, beg your pardon. Zion Turner brings the ball up for the Evergreens as a great high school basketball career is coming to a close here for Zion Turner, the best who's come down the road for the Evergreens in forever. Back to Jake Broadhagen, takes a long two, no good. Keaton Edwards tries to tap the rebound back, got a foul on the Evergreens. The ball was coming back to Nina just before they were going to start a three-on-two break. Foul is on Keaton Edwards. It's his second. Double bonus. Alex Kleischmidt shoots two more. Alex has had a huge second half. He's going to be the leading scorer in today's game. Unofficially 27. And now he has 28 as the free throw is good. Yeah, all that's left to determine here is the final score. 75-58. 76-58. And right now, Nina has a bigger lead than they did a year ago on these Evergreens. Everest into the front court with 90 seconds left in this season. Jake Broadhagen, bad pass, stolen away by Kleischmidt, who's going to go all the way alone. Kleischmidt dunks it. 20-point lead. Evergreens are calling a timeout. This will allow the Evergreens to get the final group that they want onto the floor and allow Nina also to empty their bench. It's 78-58, and Nina will advance, and the Everest season will soon be coming to an end. So we'll offer our congratulations to the Nina Rockets. Once this game is done, we will give you a quick recap, and then we'll switch over to the Wausau East Rhinelander playoff game. If Wausau East wins, and you know what, the Lumberjacks are probably favored against the Hodags, that should be a competitive game, but I would think that East, who plays the tougher schedule in the Valley instead of the Great Northern Conference, I would think the Lumberjacks have some advantages in that game. They would play tomorrow at New London, and you would hear that game live at 7 o'clock on Fox Sports Radio. So Tom King may have a 24-hour turnaround before he's back on the mic again. Lumberjacks and Hodags to follow in 1 minute and 17 seconds, and then a quick recap. The Evergreens will have the ball, trailing now by 20. Ethan Ostrowski will inbound to Zion Turner. Zion Turner is going to end his senior career on the floor for the Evergreens. So is Jake Broadhagen down low. Zion cross-court to Keaton Edwards. Now under a minute to play. Alex Studeman. By the way, we should tell you the future is bright for the Everest program. Studeman had that ball knocked away from behind and turned over. The Evergreens have just two graduating seniors, Zion Turner and Jake Broadhagen. Liked them both, enjoyed watching them play. But the Evergreens have a core of juniors for this year's team, so a lot of talent is coming back. 45 seconds left. Nina's got the ball. They go back out to Logan Morrow. Morrow's guarded by Ostrowski. Ostrowski just reached in. They're going to give Morrow a couple more free throws. So this 20-point deficit is about to be dug a little bit deeper. Evergreens have three new players coming in, which means that Zion Turner, I think, is probably coming out after Morrow's free throws. Morrow's first is a miss. And let's see who the Evergreens are taking out here. The Evergreens are taking out Ethan Ostrowski, Keaton Edwards, and Alex Studeman, whose season is coming to an end. I think that Zion Turner and Jake Broadhagen will be brought out individually if there's another stoppage, so that the Everest fans can give them a little bit of a salute. Second free throw is good for Logan Morrow. Jake Broadhagen's going to inbound to Zion Turner. 79-58. And Zion Turner's got the ball for the Evergreens. Under 30 to play, with the Evergreens trailing by 21. In fact, the Evergreens have been stuck on 58 for a long time. Zion Turner, three. Maybe his final shot, no good. He missed it. And an over-the-back foul on the Evergreens. Who was battling for the rebound there? That was Cooper Bradfish, who's on the floor for the first time. Bradfish was over the back of Marcus Hickey, who's going to get two free throws. Looking for his first points of the night. And Marcus Hickey's first is good. Yeah, the Evergreens have not scored down the stretch. The Evergreens have been, what, dry for 3.5 minutes here. So the time when the Evergreens needed to be getting closer, they've been falling further behind. Now it's 80-58, and there's a miss. Ball's loose in the corner. Everest ball. 22 seconds left. And the Evergreens are going to let Zion Turner and Jake Broadhagen play out the final sequence of their senior year. Clock's moving again, and under 20 seconds left to play. Zion Turner's got it out near the center circle. Zion down to 12, 10. Zion leaves it to Jake Broadhagen. Unselfish, wants Jake to take the final shot. Instead, straight on, Cade Sievertson, no good. Rebound, Cooper Bradfish, good, with 4 seconds left. That's going to do it. Congratulations to the Neenah Rockets. They've defeated the Evergreens. Final score is 80-60. 80-60. And congratulations to Zion Turner and Jake Broadhagen, two very nice D.C. Everest seniors who conclude their high school basketball careers today. Again, Neenah this year is 20 points better than the Evergreens. Final is 80-60. We'll wrap up in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank takes pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need, cars and boats, campers and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
My name is Sarah. I work for Dvorny Orthodontics. I have worked for Dr. Dvorny for 6.5 years. I had an adult patient come in. She came in. She was nervous. She wouldn't talk at all, wouldn't smile. I asked her what she didn't like about her teeth, and she told me everything. She always wanted braces, never had the ability to get them. And then once we treated her, you could see that confidence come out slowly but surely throughout treatment. Every time she would come in, she would smile a little bit more, smile a little bit more. At the very end, when we took her braces off, I mean, she was totally changed, totally different person from the first day I met her to the day that she left. Total transformation. It's not just about giving them pretty teeth. It's about changing their life and giving them their confidence back. I love my job because I get to work with children, adults, people of all ages, and help change their lives. Dvorny Orthodontics, locations in Wausau, Anagul, and Merrill. Call Dvorny Orthodontics for your free consultation, 715-842-5688.
Whether it's a sprain, muscle strain, or fracture, your care is always first priority at Bone & Joint. Now you can visit Bone & Joint Walk-In Care in Wausau before or after work and all day on Saturdays. No appointments or referral needed. Just walk in and an orthopedic provider will see you. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care in Wausau is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 4:30 p.m. Bone & Joint, 50 years of keeping lives in motion. Visit bonejoint.net for more info.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Nina Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the D.C. Everest basketball season came to an end. They've lost in the first round of the playoffs to the Nina Rockets, 80-60. This game was not a blowout. This was a three-point game at halftime. The Evergreens took a short-lived lead midway through the second half when Alex Studeman hit a three. But Nina came right back with an answer. Max Kleischmidt hit a three, and the Everest lead lasted for just one trip down the floor. Nina outplayed the Evergreens down the stretch of this game. We say farewell to the two Everest seniors, Jake Broadhagen, who did not score today, and the Evergreens' Zion Turner, consensus all-conference first team for a second year in a row. Zion Turner ends his high school basketball career with 27, leading the Evergreens. The rest of the Everest scoring, Brian Hallenbach, who fouled out down the stretch, had 12. 6 points for Ethan Ostrowski, 6 for Keaton Edwards, and 6 for Alex Studeman. The Evergreens had 2 points from Cooper Bradfish and 1 from Colton Keelman. Nina was led by Max Kleischmidt. Kleischmidt had only 9 at halftime and then put up 27 in the second half. He finishes with 36. Logan Morrow had 12 in the first half and 12 more in the second half with 24 points. 6 for Grayson Schroeder, 4 for Jacob Dietz, 4 for Brian Anderson, 3 points for Ethan Parker, and 1 point for Marcus Hickey. The Evergreens finished the season with a 14-8 record. They were a better team than a year ago. But Everest head coach Rocky Bolden is still looking for his first playoff win. The last 3 years, the Evergreens have been exited in the first round. The Evergreens have a lot of players back, and the Evergreens will be good again next season as well. Nina improves to 16-7 and will play again tomorrow against Appleton North. So that wraps up not only our boys' basketball season, but our D.C. Everest winter sports season. Our D.C. Everest hockey team won one playoff game before being eliminated by Stevens Point. Our D.C. Everest girls basketball team gave Spash a heck of a game last week before falling by 9. And the Evergreens couldn't build on a one-point lead in the second half, and they fall by 20 here, 80-60. So we will dream of melting snow and the start of the spring baseball season. Our first game is scheduled 1 month from today, April 1st, and we will have all of the Everest baseball games right through the spring on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. So, Everest fans, you and I say goodbye for about a month, and then we will talk again, depending on snow and field conditions. Congratulations again to this D.C. Everest basketball team. A better team than a year ago, more wins than a year ago, and Zion Turner and Jake Broadhagen are graduating seniors. Congratulations to them. Zion again with 27 and named all-conference first team for a second year in a row earlier today. Repeating our final score, Nina 80, D.C. Everest 60. Wausau East basketball against Rhinelander is coming up next. I'm Chris Conley. Safe ride home, Everest fans. You've been listening to D.C. Everest basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.